Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm all right, thank you very much.
So 10K this weekend. Have you done 10Ks before?
Yeah. So last year I did the Great North Run. So I did half a marathon last year.
Oh, you're a veteran at this then.
No, that was like my first one that I'd done. So, yeah, I've done a couple of 10Ks, but I've not actually run for a while because the last thing I did was obviously walk three huge mountains, the National Three Peaks. So going back to running now, so I'm a little bit daunted, but I'm gonna do my best anyway.
I'm sure you will smash it. Yeah. You, Lizzie, are the busiest person I know because everywhere I seem to go rugby wise, you're there, you're singing, you're meeting people, you're raising money for charity. I don't know how you do it. Plus the fact you've got twins as well. So you know,
how the hell do you do all this?
Well, I've currently got a bobby hanging onto my leg right now as we speak.
you don't have to run round on Sunday with that, do you? You don't have to drag them with you as well, do you?
That'd be hard.
No, absolutely not. I've got a wonderful team with me on Sunday, though. I've got 10 people running for the Jane Tomlinson appeal and for the Danny Jones DFID Fund. So, you know, I've got the most wonderful support. I am crazy busy, but I work well busy. You know, it doesn't sit right with me if I'm not busy. I'm thinking, what am I missing here? What's going on that I should be at when I'm sat relaxing? it's all good.
So how's the training been going ahead of the 10K? Like you say, you did a half marathon. 10K's, I've never done one. I would imagine it's a little bit easier than a half marathon. But have you had to put in quite a bit of training for this?
Yeah. So I go to the most wonderful running club, North Arran Pumas, where I live, who look after me and train me. And keep making sure that I'm attending twice a week, keeping up with my running. And if I didn't have them, I'd really struggle because I struggle on my own. I'm not a great runner on my own. I'm great in a team, and I'm great with the competition. You know, I've got to be at the front, and that keeps me going. But yeah, I put in probably about 3 hours a week, a bit of treadmill running at the gym, which is really different to outdoor running. But still, you know, it's still training. But yeah, I've put the training in, so fingers crossed I'll be okay. I don't really time myself that much. I've not got into that because I think if I get into that, I'll get really, really competitive, and I don't really want to do that.
Do you ever like?
But I'm looking forward to it.
Do you ever like a go-to running track? Do you have your headphones on? Do you have like you got to get in the zone? Do you have like a go-to running song that you've always had? What's on your running playlist?
Oh, it's really, really embarrassing, but yeah, I'm a music sort of. I run to the beat. I really like to run to the beat.
Right.
My two songs are Candyman. You know, the Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And the worst one, the I Don't Like Your Girlfriend.
I don't like...
Hey, you, I Don't Like Your Girlfriend.
Oh, my word.
I absolutely love it. And it's faster than I'm going in. If I stick to that beat, I get home sort of 10 minutes quicker than I would if I weren't listening to music. So, yeah, I love running to music.
That is superb. You're going to be raising money, like you say, it's for the Jane Tomlinson appeal, but also for the Danny Jones Defibrillator Fund as well, which you've been doing spectacular work with over the last couple of years, and it's doing really, really well. I'm seeing these things popping up all over the place now.
Yeah, so I set a target of £50,000 for the first year, which I completely and utterly smashed. Which is just amazing. Just the people donating, the DFib ball, which raised just over 30 grand. The walk raised over £22,000. So, it's gone absolutely crazy. And I've been lucky enough now to be able to open the fund up to non-rugby league clubs. So all sports, all schools, communities. We've been absolutely flooded with applications from football clubs and cricket clubs and swimming clubs and schools. Just been absolutely insane, but I'm just thrilled to be able to help everybody else. But yeah, it's going from strength to strength, and you know, it's one of these where you don't really know where it's going to go. But my goodness, it's thriving, and I'm so proud. The legacy that Danny's left is just crazy. I get messages daily about the defibs being used and the training that we offer that's been used, that, you know, people using CPR, which is just, you know, the confidence that's growing from the charity is wonderful, and I just couldn't be prouder.
Can you quite believe everything? I mean, obviously everything that's happened over the last few years, but you really have taken this by the horns, haven't you? And now, you know, everywhere you go, everyone knows who you are. You're a very, very busy woman. I guess the demands on your time are quite large at the minute, but you must be proud as well of what you've achieved over the last few years.
Absolutely. I set out to give something back to the rugby league community and to people that had helped me, and yeah, it's completely and utterly spiralled, not out of control, it's completely in control, but yeah, I'm, you know, I find it breathtaking, really, where it's gone, and the difference that it's made and the lives that it's saving. You know, I said from the beginning there's nothing I can do about what happened to Danny, but you know, if I can make a positive change in his memory, which from the beginning that happened, and working with the RFL, they allowed those changes to happen. And yeah, like I say, you know, who gets to leave such a wonderful memory? Who gets to see the name everywhere and be remembered? And, you know, for something so, so positive to happen is all that I wanted. And, I, you know, if I could have saved one more family going through what we went through, that was my aim. And I know I've done that, and I know how proud he'd be. And that's what keeps me going, obviously. These two hanging on to my ankles right now definitely keep me going more than anything. But, you know, they'll grow up knowing who their dad was and what a difference his life made, and why it happened and what happened. But look what's happened since. And mommy goes out on an evening quite a bit, but look, this is why.
Yeah, we're very proud of you as well, and we see. I certainly seen you singing at quite a lot of rugby grounds as part of my work going round. Where's the best place? I don't mean rugby wise, but you've been to some pretty special places recently. Where's the best place that you've been where you thought, wow, I never thought I'd do that?
Oh, do you know? I've got to say, obviously Wembley was like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Not that, to be honest, that I can really remember everything that happened in Wembley. It's still a bit of a blur. But I'd probably say Belfast, as the sports personality, was one of the most special moments. Sort of seeing Danny's face up there on the massive screen in that huge arena, you know, sat in front of what stood ready to sing. In front of One Direction, you know, that sort of was kind of like, what am I doing here? But the arenas are amazing. They're my favourite place to perform. I've never felt more at home walking out onto a pitch and singing. I just thrive on it. I absolutely love it. I feel just like I'm at home. I really, really do. I love it.